We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. Let me start with the stock market report, sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Up and down day on Wall Street ended up slightly. Dow Jones up 74 points, S&P 500 up 11 points, and the NASDAQ up 117 points. So there you go. I'll take an up day over a down day any day of the week. I did see something during the commercial break. Former Dallas Cowboy running back. This is from CBS Sports. Former Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has narrowed down the list of teams he's considering signing with. There are three teams on this list. Philadelphia Eagles, Cincinnati Bengals, and the New York Jets.
He should go to the Jets.
I'd like to see him with the Jets. I you know, it's... You don't know what they're putting it. That's like a Frankenstein's monster thing there. You're taking a whole bunch of parts, and it's like a Johnny Five.
Yeah.
and hoping that it's going to work, but you know, it doesn't. I can't say Ezekiel Elliott scares me as a Dolphins fan, because I've watched him last season and he seems to be running on fumes. If he's running at all, he's running, getting run over on fumes.
I was going to say, yeah,
but you put, because I saw, so it'll be Aaron Rodgers, Alan Lazard. Who do we see? They get Mecole Hardman. We talked about that yesterday.
They did.
Yeah, Mecole Hardman, Ezekiel Elliott.
Garrett Wilson, the young receiver, who's probably the best receiver on their team still.
So you've got like all these pieces.
Yeah. But you know what? I would love to see him with the Jets, because like you said, I don't believe in him, and I'm scared of the Jets because of Aaron Rodgers. So I would love for them to force Ezekiel Elliott the ball. But if he was smart, his old non-explosive ass would go to Cincinnati, sit behind Joe Mixon, and go to the AFC Championship every year.
Yeah.
That would be the move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AFC Championship game.
Bro, Cincinnati is going to be hell for years.
Don't you mean
Joe Burrow is something?
If they can beat Kansas City in the second round, because the Dolphins are going to be playing in that title game every year.
The AFC is stacked. I agree with you.
He is correct. Anyway, you want to do headlines? You want to do a quick cat talk?
Let's do cat talk here, Hawk.
All right, give me a little cat talk. Whoa. Changing it up. We didn't get anything close to a barn burner.
That wasn't burning much of a barn.
There was no... No burning of the barns. We're assuming that it'll be Sergei Bobrovsky in net tonight. I would be very, very surprised if it wasn't. And I am looking now. Florida Panthers have tweeted out. Coach Maurice says it will be Sergei Bobrovsky in net tonight against Toronto. Anthony Duclair is back in as well. Sam Bennett will not play. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So it's the Maple Leafs tonight visiting Sunrise. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay on the call. Panthers are a slight favorite tonight. Maple Leafs are really good. 42-19-9. But as we read yesterday from George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, Panthers really can't afford to lose many games. And according to George Richards, they gave one away against Philadelphia. Combination of sloppy defense, Alex Lyon in net, and just some lackadaisical play. So hopefully they can get a couple of points tonight and keep themselves in the playoffs. Again, hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play. Get that energy up. Game day fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. All right, let's get some headlines here with Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'm going to start with the Miami Heat because I'm still off a high after yesterday's game.
I think all Heat fans are.
Yeah.
You beat the Knicks. I mean, it's a good dub.
Yeah, and your baller balls.
Yes.
Hero comes through at the end like he's supposed
You're
to
hitting
be.
Threes. Yeah. You're hitting threes. They were hitting so many threes, I wasn't even calling for Duncan Robinson.
Yes.
That's when you know you're hitting threes.
The Heat's trying to shut you up.
Oh, my God. Gabe Vincent last night, I think it was the first quarter, Gabe Vincent was going off, and I just kind of looked around to nobody in particular. There's going to be no Duncan tonight. just mumbling to myself on my couch.
The only game we'll see Duncan Robinson maybe, April 9th, 1 p.m., Heat, Magic, at home, final game of the season, fan appreciation night, if the seedings don't matter anymore at that point. That's your
night. I'm going to that game. My nephews are going to be in town. I'm going to that game. That would be very appropriate if that's the only time that he plays.
I want to go to that game because that's the last time Udonis Haslem will ever put on a jersey.
That's true.
So if you're going, we got to figure this out because I'm taking the family to this game.
Regular season, I mean, he'll put on a jersey in the playoffs.
Right. Oh, see the court, maybe they'll play him. They got to play.
Oh,
him the last
they'll
game
play
of the
him
season.
On that game.
Yeah,
listen, he'll play. If he's not starting, if I don't see Duncan Robinson, Udonis Haslem pick and roll somehow, something's gone terribly wrong on April 9th.
What's the offensive efficiency of that play?
1%.
Other teams all confused. Ooh, coach, no, coach, excited. We didn't plan for this one, coach.
I'm all excited for April 9th now.
Just back off. Back off the big one. Get close to the little one.
So as we mentioned earlier, the Heat are tied for the sixth seed with Brooklyn. The Nets play tonight. Heat host the Nets Saturday night, Miami-Dade Arena, 8 p.m.
All right.
Tonight, FAU, they play the 4-seed Tennessee in the Sweet 16, 9 p.m. at MSG.
Yeah, super excited about watching the Owls tonight, Sweet 16. We had Frank Fort on yesterday talking about Owls basketball. And, let me look at what the line is here. I mean, this is a wing and a prayer at this point for FAU. They are a 5-point underdog to number 4 Tennessee tonight. 5-point dog.
I think they get run.
If they're going to get run, it's going to be tonight.
Yes.
And if it's not tonight, like if they can, it, like they're legit if they get past Tennessee tonight.
Yes.
Then it's not a fluke.
And you know what? It's funny. You talk about like relevance. If we're, you know, honestly, we're making fun of FAU saying this is kind of, oh, this isn't expected, which it isn't. But I had the conversation with my 10-year-old. And he didn't know FAU had a basketball team. He didn't even know the mascot. But I explained it to him, and I was like, yeah, it's right up there. He plays, you know, a lot of baseball in Boca. And I was like, yeah, up there by that one field. And all. So that's how a 10-year-old now knows about it. Now you continue to be relevant now when little Chan's going to college. You know, that's how you build a program from there.
Like we were talking about with the Marlins. If you can have sustained success, so you get on the map now. Hopefully you can sustain that success because they'll move from – Conference USA to what? The
American.
What the AAC?
American, I think, right?
AAC, yeah.
But yeah, this put them on the map for a lot of people, not just your son. I mean, this puts FAU on the athletic map. It is really cool. I will be watching tonight, no joke. I can't wait.
And I'm taking her.
Roll your eyes, FIU guy.
No, I mean, it's a nice run, a little cute run. I mean, on the map. I mean, the map of what? What map?
Boca. The Boca map.
How dare you? That's insulting.
I mean, look, FGCU got to the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Who remembers FGCU?
Everyone. We were talking about Dunk City last week. Why else would we remember anything about FGCU?
We do, because we're 2 hours away from Fort Myers. I'm talking about Bill in Long Island. They don't remember FGCU.
No, but that's what Hawk said consistently. So, like, my son's 10 now. FAU goes to the Sweet 16 six times in the next 8 years. My son's coming out of high school like, damn, FAU's an athletic school.
Six times in the next 8 years?
I mean, I'm not saying
who
did
they sign? Mike Krzyzewski?
I mean, I don't know. What just happened there?
Go to the tournament. How about
Villanova in the 80s?
How about they get in the tournament? Just become 64.
It's actually going to get tougher now that they're switching conferences, unfortunately.
And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but there's no way my son's going to go to FAU. I really don't believe that. I'm just saying this is how little, you know, school is built. This is how dynasties are built.
There's no debate on this. Solana's trying to figure out a way to throw shade at a Sweet 16 appearance.
No, I'm not at all.
Left leg for a tournament appearance, let alone a Sweet 16 appearance.
I mean, nobody's shown FAU more love over this run than I have. And I'm just saying, you know, I mean – you know, be careful what you wish for. You want to go to the AAC? Okay, have fun. FIU, they'll clean up the CUSA. That's all I'm saying.
How about FIU try some other sports?
Like, how about they buy their own uniforms? How about they stop borrowing pads?
Let's lock in on, like, cornhole or something where you can really spend your budget.
When's the last time you've seen a college football team show up at Goodwill before a game to get their
Bro, if they
that'd be a great logo to have on their uniform.
Goodwill.
Goodwill. Socks are all different heights. color is this team?
If they implement cornhole, I mean, your boy's got 4 years of eligibility left, baby. I'm
going
right back to school.
He's Thornton Mellon and back to school.
Y'all know, y'all remember Terry Kirby?
Yeah.
He's a professional cornhole player.
Is he really?
Yep. It started as like a celebrity thing where he would go, and now, like, if you turn on, it doesn't even say football. Like, he's on ESPN 8 and all that playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't respect those guys. Yeah.
You don't hear funny Terry Kirby story.
It's like professional beer pong players. Okay, grow up.
I think it's different than beer pong.
It's a drinking game.
It's actually a judge sport. Like, it's okay.
It's at bars. He's right. Like, it's not exactly like you're driving to the field to practice your javelin. Like, you happen to be.
Wake up 8:30 a.m. on a Saturday, and you're going to see.
It's not like you pack up your ski equipment. You're gonna go run a couple of mountains and get some practice in. You happen to be at Yard House. They threw a couple beanbags at your feet. Oh, I'm an athlete. I'm kind of with Solana on this one.
I've seen a guy change his shoes because the competition was about to begin. Uniforms.
If I see somebody put studs on, cleats on for cornhole, I'm fighting them right away.
Oh, you ever seen the people with the tape wrists and the wrist braces and things?
It's like when you go play flag football for Turkey Bowl, and you know, the two guys that played high school football show up.
Super serious.
They put the cleats on.
You got the eye black on.
Okay. They have a towel. Yeah. They have a towel. Like, why do you have a towel?
It's Thanksgiving Day. They carbo loaded before the game.
Spaghetti for breakfast. Spaghetti.
But it's Thanksgiving Day, John. Turkey bowl. All right.
Well, I'm the guy trying to teach leverage to my aunt. Just inside out. Inside out. Just stay. I got you outside. Auntie, stay inside out. I don't want to play this game no more. Better get your old ass out here.
You're weak.
off, third and long, play off.
You're Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers.
Red 47, blue 17. He's like, I don't know what that means. We just go stand over there.
When you talked about the guys that are too excited to do it athletically, that's why I cringe, because I'm the guy that's too excited mentally to play football and show people that I know football.
Right, well, you have to. You can't go out there and be goofing around like the rest of us. Like, you've got to be head and shoulders, and you've got to do that. Like, you've got to get people lined up right, you know, even if you don't want to.
No, hey,
stand right here. Trust me, stand right here. He's going to come this way. You got him right there.
If Uncle Cecil scrambles, he's going to scramble right. Uncle Cecil can't run.
Uncle Cecil has 1 foot. He's running in a circle.
Uncle Cecil hasn't evaded a sack in 13 years. Come on, Uncle. Can't make one guy miss? Just make one guy miss. Why is he the all-time quarterback?
Who the hell dubbed Uncle Cecil all-time quarterback?
Oh, boy, there you go. I got you. Well, we're talking about foolishness now. A funny Terry Kirby story. If you ever see Terry Kirby, there's a scar underneath his right eye. And he's worked on it. He had stitches and all put in, and you still see a little scar. I was at the Offer Dog. Remember they did the Gridiron Grill off?
Mm-hmm.
The Offer Dog Grill. We talked about it on the show. I went and, you know, had tents and all for years. So it's raining one time. They have like a stage there at the end where the winners go up. It's raining. It's raining the whole day. It was a nasty one. And I am loaded up on different things. So so Terry Kirby's team wins. So he goes up on stage. They get the trophy. He walks to the edge of the stage to, like, celebrate, hold the trophy up like the Lombardi. I thought I was playing, but in retrospect, it was all my might because I had things in my system. I slapped his ankle as hard as I can. He had the statue. He had a trophy in his hand, so he couldn't drop the trophy. So he couldn't put his hand down and brace himself. So the first thing that hit the ground was his face. There's blood leaking everywhere. Everybody that came to the Gridiron Grill Off is around the stage watching the ceremony. So now they see the EMT come out and have to patch him up because my wine-induced thoughts were, yeah, let's slap the dude's ankle. I didn't know he was going to bust himself in the face.
How do you slap someone's ankle?
Because the stage was lifted up. So I'm on the
ground.
You
weren't on the stage.
No. So we're all down. All the players are down there messing around talking crap. And so they say, hey, and the winner is, you know, I don't know, season's 52 and celebrity Terry Kirby. So now he walks on stage. So I'm joking around, you know, thinking, oh, nah, man, you don't deserve to win. But I loaded up and smacked the hell out of his ankle. And it flipped him over and he bust his face into the ground.
What are you doing?
And
I know you didn't help him.
And, bro, if you're thinking the story is me at 22, this was like 3 years ago. I was a grown-up.
Look at you. It says something about you or about Terry Kirby. I'm not certain whom.
Probably me being immature and Terry Kirby keeping bad company. You know, Terry Kirby trained me the last 2 years I was in the NFL.
Trained you to what?
How to let the linebacker run right by you?
I was a linebacker. I get the joke.
The tight end.
But it would be an offensive player that runs past me.
Damn it. Double deckle.
Double deckle.
He trained me in mortgage broker.
Finish up your headlines here because we got to get to 15 minutes to eat.
All right. I'll save the nonsense for later. Canes women's.
Nova Southeastern in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even mention that. Yeah, they play the Final Four in the NCAA Division II. Canes women's play tomorrow, 2:30 p.m., and Canes hoops plays tomorrow, 7:15 p.m., Sweet 16.
All right, very good.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. Visit their website, youraccidentattorneys.com. partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid to upper 60s. That's your weather.
Somebody texted in, you guys are going to make me crash my car. I haven't stopped laughing since the discussion of FIU wearing Goodwill uniforms with a Goodwill logo. Ed hadn't even gotten to Uncle Cecil running in circles yet. And that guy is in a ditch right now.
My old Uncle Cecil. God rest his soul.
Hasn't scrambled successfully since 2001. Uncle Cecil runs out there. No one's scared of his scrambling ability.
He's a pocket passer.
Inaccurate quarterback. Since,
where else are we going to put him? In the slot? Where else can Cecil play?
All right, we'll do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. We're going to listen to Jimmy Butler post-game yesterday because he talked a little bit, obviously, about the game, also about Dwayne Wade being there. It's pretty cool. So we'll listen to little Jimmy Butler.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm thinking about downloading this TikTok.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, before we get to 15 minutes of heat, little Jimmy Butler. Talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors, the 2023 hurricane season, going to be here before you know it. This is a great time to get the ball rolling with BNT Impact Windows and Doors. You call them, you learn about getting PGT custom windows and doors installed in your home so that you're fully prepared and safe for the upcoming hurricane season. And if you're getting a tax refund, I'm working on my taxes today. Well, I was working on them. I got an email about them from my CPA. I had a pencil in my ear, and I broke out the old calculator. Did that sound as ridiculous as it came out when it triggered in my head? I'm like, what are you talking about? Working on your taxes.
Well, if you saw me look up, I was like, haven't heard about this before.
Pulled out the old abacus, started to figure out. Anyway, if you're getting a tax refund, perfect way to use it. PGT. Impact Windows and Doors. You protect your family and your home. BNT is the company that my wife and I used at our home, outfit our home with PGT custom windows and doors. I'm telling you, when hurricane season rolls around, it is a game changer. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors right now and get the process started. Phone number is 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Hey, all right. Hawk, yes.
I pay the CPA too much money for you to be doing it yourself. Can you do mine?
Can you imagine me sitting down? I've got a cigarette. I've got a pencil. I'm figuring out my taxes.
I'm going to send you mine next year, man. You're good at stuff.
I don't know. I used to do them by myself, I'm sure.
With like TurboTax?
No, Turbo. You think TurboTax existed when I was doing? There was no computer.
It was a mail-in.
It was me and a pencil.
A mail-in TurboTax.
Some sort of form. I know you don't do your taxes, Solana. You're still on your dad's.
I just don't do them.
All right, Wesley Snipes.
I was gonna say maybe drop that out of the broadcast, big man.
Big man.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
I'm a radio producer. What are they going to do? Come after me? I mean, all right.
They want their damn money.
Do your taxes. And yes, they will come after you. I have put on the CBS Sports Network. I'm waiting for a little Nova Southeastern basketball. Nothing doing yet. All right, let's get to 15 minutes of Heat. So we have talked about Heat beating the Knicks all day today. Jimmy Butler did his thing. Mm-hmm. He showed out. And Dwayne Wade was in attendance. We talked about that. So here's Jimmy Butler post-game. It starts with Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. And then you got to listen because at the end, it's about 3 minutes long or so. At the end, he's talking about Dwayne Wade being there and what that means.
Obviously, this game meant more than one just because of where the playoff race is. And just has always sort of been scrappy, you guys and the Knicks, especially what happened last time they were here. How much more did this sort of feel play like a playoff race, and what was the intensity like out there? Clearly we saw moments with you and Julius talking. Obviously you and Tibbs have a history. What was the emotion of the night like?
I mean, everybody's trying to win at this point in the season. Everybody's trying to move up. Every game matters as it has all year long, but right now for us, more than anything, we kind of have to win to be where we want to be. But I like it like that, you know. Playoff game, every possession matters. Got to get back, take care of the basketball, all of that good stuff. We did that tonight on our home floor, and we're expected to do it home or away, though.
Jimmy, it seems since the All-Star break, or the last few weeks at least, you've been more aggressive from the start of games. Is that something teammates have, and coaches have kind of gone on you, or is that something you've kind of taken upon yourself to start stronger?
I mean, honestly, it's really winning time right now. And I know that I can get my guys involved still. Maybe I just got to, you know, attack earlier and make them guard me so they get open shots. That's kind of like the mentality right now. But I'm always playing to win. It's not about how many points I score. It's not about how many rebounds or assists I got. I just pride myself on playing basketball the right way, guarding, making sure that everybody's comfortable out there. And it just looks like I'm aggressive from jump, which I might be, but all of it goes to waste if we don't win. So tonight, it was a good thing.
Excuse me, Jimmy. How was Miami able to stop New York on the offensive glass after the first quarter? In that period, you guys allowed 5, but only 4 more the rest of the game.
It's a will to want to do it. You know, boxing out, hitting somebody first, and then going up and getting the ball with 2 hands. I think that's the most important thing. And then being aware, because they got some guys that are really, really, really good defenders that are always getting their hand in there and knocking the ball loose. I think once we realize that, settle down, put our hands on a ball, kick it ahead, get into the open floor, I think we was all right.
Kyle's played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. He's been your sort of fourth quarter quarterback. What's it like to have him back, that he can play that long of a stretch, and to have his calming presence on the floor when the game means the most?
I mean, that's who Lowe is, who he's always been. And it doesn't matter what role you ask him to play, whether it's starting and coming off the bench. He's going to play to win. He's going to play the right way. He's going to try to get everybody to basketball. He's going to be communicating at an extremely high level. And it's great that he's back and he's our quarterback, because he's going to make sure that we win games down the stretch. He's going to take and make big shots. He's going to get the ball to who needs to have the ball. And he is also a huge reason in why we won this game.
How much fun did you have doing this with Dwayne sitting courtside? I saw you kind of exchanging some words after.
There was a lot of people in here that I got a lot of love for. That guy being, you know, one of the biggest ones. So much respect for what he's done in his career, obviously, what he's done for here. But he's constantly in my ear. And half the time it's not even about basketball. It's about family. We both got daughters. And we're just fortunate. I always want to make him proud. So, you know, I love him to death, and I'm glad he can see us get a dub.
This might be a chicken or the egg kind of thing, but is the shot making since the All-Star break from the rest of your teammates, is that making your life easier as far as you being aggressive?
I don't really know what the chicken before the egg means, but yeah, when they making shots, my job is extremely easy. I probably shot a couple bad ones tonight, but other than that, I get in there and I get layups. I get free throws. I hit a three or two tonight, but whenever they're making shots, it's like the paint is so wide open and I'm living in my wheelhouse, as Spo would say. So as long as they're making shots, I get the easy job.
There you go. Jimmy Butler, hey. That video and audio courtesy of Bally Sports Sun. Thank you. Jimmy Butler post game. I mean, he's just fun. I love rooting for him because he's like just genuine about everything, you know, even when he's just talking about D-Wade. He's just like, yeah, that's my guy. I love him. Like, I don't know. I just love Jimmy Butler. Love Jimmy Butler. Wish he would have hit the over and rebounds last night. Whole nother story.
And he was a perfect guy to follow up the legend of Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That's what I thought about.
Last night watching the post game and all, I thought about that too. Like, anybody that comes here as a superstar now is going to fail. But Jimmy's work ethic, the way he is, the little nasty edge he has, like, he fit right in. He is. And I'll say, I've been saying he's not a one and all this stuff. But the culture of the Heat, Jimmy encapsulates that with his heart. He was born to play for the Heat.
You couldn't chisel a more perfectly constituted Heat DNA guy than Jimmy Butler.
That's why I said, you know, just because they're having kind of an up and down season doesn't mean he's marching into Riley's office demanding a trade. He's going to see it through, gentlemen. He's going to see it through.
Well, I think he wants to win a championship too, though. I mean, that's part of his DNA. So it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we read that Ask Ira column a couple of weeks ago. Wouldn't surprise you if he marched into Pat Riley's office and said, "What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or you gotta get me out of here." One of the two.
For both of them, because I think the team constructed as it is there's no championship in the near future.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Nova Southeastern is not going to tip off till 4:53, according to the CBS Sports Network.
Weather delay.
I would imagine there's a game before it. So okay.
Division II is making us wait for tip off.
Well, when you say making us wait, I'm changing the channel. You know, Canes game. All right, I'm waiting. You know, I'm immediately on the office. All right, I gave it a shot. I was there at 4:30. That's when they told me I'm going to the office.
I am a big fan. Up to. Big fan.
All right. In the next segment, we will play the Google Home Alexa Google Home that happened to me.
This is funny.
I'll set it up in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I came to La Havana. They wanted me to play double nines. I played double sixes. I told them if I played double sixes, I'm winning. I won. Dolly.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, let's get to this quickly because we're going to run out of time. So 3 years ago today, we talked about this earlier in the show. 3 years ago today, we missed the show because of COVID. Mm-hmm. It was the first kind of, you know, ramification for us. And then later on in today's show, Crowder was showing us his hot spots, whatever he's put through his house.
Yo, y'all act like these things. Y'all know what these are.
Those look like smoke detectors.
Solana, what is
it? Either a smoke detector or an ashtray. It's one of the two.
That's a diffuser.
No, bro.
That's a diffuser. Well, how's your house smell? It smells nice? That's a diffuser. He's 100% right.
Bro, it says all kind of stuff on it. Technical. It has a Google G on the top.
Anyway, Crowder's not the most technologically advanced person on the show, but we do the show from home. But we were goofing on, you know, what's transpired here since we've been doing the shows from home. You know, we go in the studio a lot now anyway. But we had a promo that I was making fun of Crowder for buying smoke detectors instead of Wi-Fi expanders. I started thinking about the time that we were home and I was trying to promote listening to us on, I still don't know what it is, like Google Home or Alexa, or I don't know if those are two separate things. Anyway, here's exactly how it transpired on the air. We're always curious, you know, we're bringing you the show every day. We're at our houses and we're always curious how you're listening, why you're listening, and I've made it abundantly clear there's a number of ways to listen to us. You could download the radio.com app. and you can favorite 790 The Ticket or 560 WQAM. You can go to theticketmiami.com or WQAM.com and click the Listen Live link. Or you can, if you got the Google Alexa, the home Google or Alexa, you can do listen to. I didn't have the liner in front.
I was gonna let it roll. Man, Solana.
The Google, the home Alexa.
He done sold them. He done sold 8 companies. They merged. He merged 8 companies. Goodness.
You know what it was?
You can find that on Amazon.
I'm going to invest in that company.
No,
boy,
I think it's Circuit City. Circuit City, right, Hawk? That's where they sell that? Circuit City.
You know what it was? Is I knew how terrible it sounded, but I thought I was in the clear. I thought I had gone far enough that I wasn't going to get busted. And then just out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, man. I don't know if you can find that anywhere.
I think Radio Shack has them, actually. Yeah.
I am crying.
Man.
If you've got an Alexa or Google Home, just ask it to play 790 The Ticket or 560 The Joe WQAM. Oh, my God. I thought I was in the clear. I was so... You ever watch that show, Locked Up Abroad? It's like they're smuggling hash, and they get through the first security thing, and they're like, oh, I did it. I made it into Malaysia. There's going to be no problem. And then, like, 4 seconds later, someone taps them on the shoulder. Excuse me, can we see you in this room? And that's exactly what happened with me and Solana. I kind of felt like I had made it through security. I was like, oh, that was a rough one, but I made it through security. And Solana came up, tapped me on the shoulder. Excuse me, sir. Huh?
Can we check out the Google Alexa Coke Pepsi right now? Come on. Come on over here with the Toyota.
I'll explain
Cadillac.
To you.
You made up something there.
That was great. That really was great. It still sends shivers down my spine when I hear him in real time go, huh? I'm like, oh. And click the Listen Live link, or you can, if you got the Google Alexa, the home Google or Alexa, you can do listen to.
You went in.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Nova Southeastern is underway, by the way. They are losing 3-2. Game has just started. Nova Southeastern in the Final Four, March Madness Division II. Pretty cool. Games on CBS Sports Network if you want to watch while we talk. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.